We are about to begin Simen Shin Nun Ches. Shin Nun Ches needs something of an introduction, although the Mechaber really speaks out everything that he's talking about. We found so far that Midaraisa, the Isser of carrying Dalet Amos, is only in a Rishus HaRabim. Midarabanan, a Carmelist too, you cannot carry in. A Carmelist is a place that does not have Mechitzes, but is not a major public thoroughfare. Now we get to a whole new situation, something called a Karfif. A karfif is the generic name for any area that is surrounded by mechitzas, but was not really made for dwelling in. It's not considered part of your home. The halachi is a karfif that's larger than a sasayim, and here we'll get to the shear of sasayim, had to have a fence around it, I mean the mechitzas that it's got, had to be mechitzas that were made for living in. If they were not made for living in, then the halachas, they don't work. The Mechaber is now beginning to go into just what that means, and here we begin. Kol shalohu kaf ledira. Any area that was not surrounded by mechitzes for the sake of living in. Kagon, ginos upardesim, gardens and orchards, uburganim, or watchmen's booths. She'enem asuyin elo lishmer betochan. They're not made for living in, they're only made to be there so that you can watch the area around you. Osru chachomim letaltel besocho yoser medalet ames. So Chazal made an iser of carrying more than four ames, like in the Rishus HaRabim, with the condition, imu yoser misosayim. If it is an area that is larger than sasayim, so a small garden that's not sasayim does not need mechitzes for dwelling. So the mechitzes that are made to guard the garden are good enough. Whereas a place that's based sasayim, Chazal say, its mechitzes are not good enough to be matar carrying in, unless they were made for living in. Now, why did Chazal make such a gzera? They're afraid that since you're dealing with a large area that's not used for living, people will confuse this with the Rishus HaRabim. They'll see no reason not to carry from a karfif to Rishus HaRabim, once they're carrying a karfif, they'll find it easy to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, if it's a large area. Now, where did Chazal get the shear of sasayim? Because that was the size of the chutzar of the Mishkan. And once it was the size of the chutzar of Mishkan, we know that they were allowed to carry in the Mishkan, so Chazal took from there that anything that's that area or less, you cannot aser on Shabbos. Avon hu sasayim. Shu shear ayin ama v'dalet tfachim al ayin ama v'dalet tfachim mutul taltal bekulan. If it's got only sasayim or less, then you're allowed to carry in all of it. Now, what exactly is this shear? So it goes like this. A base saw is 50 by 50 amas, which means 2,500 square amas. Sasayim, which is twice that size, is going to be 5,000 amas. And a little bit more, the Mishnah Berurah says. And why is it that it's mutter? Because that was the size of the chutzar of the Mishkan. Now, midaraisa, it has walls, and that's good enough, and you're allowed to carry it. It's a rishus hayochid daraisa. However, since it is that large, and its mechitzas were not made for living in, Chazal asered it because he'll confuse it with a rishus harabim gomer. Bein shu meruba, bein shu ogol. What counts is the area, not the shape. Orech v'katan. In all cases, it's good. Ubilvad. Shaloye orko yoser mishnayim barochpo. Its length cannot be more than twice the size of its width. Amma achas, one full amma. Also, we get this from the Mishkan, which was like 2x1. The imhukaf ledira. What if it was hukaf ledira? What if they made a fence around it for the sake of living in it? So there, afilu yeshbo kama milin. Even if it's got many milin. Mutar l'taltal bekulo. Haga, vayin l'kamon simin tof aleph, Din stam ayoris mukavas ledira, the din of a stam city where the poskim say lamaisa that a walled city, we say the wall around it probably was built after there were apartments there, so that it was really made for living in and not just for shmirah. V'yesh omrim the stam karfifo shalonu mikri mukavas ledira. There are those who say that not only stam ayoris but a stam karfif of ours is mukav ledira. The regilin liftoach pesach tchilah v'chakach la'akif. It's normal to open a door there from the house to the karfifin. Further, the regilin liftoach pesach tchilah, because you usually make a door to the house. Mishnah Berurah says that this is totally in the metzias. v'chakach la'akif. If people normally make fences and then put their apartments there, then it's not hukaf l'dira, it's hukaf l'shmira. V'yesh omim od. The kol karfiv shu samach l'beiso mikru hukaf l'dira, even if it's not open to a dira. That if the karf is near your house, kidai te'aloya, because your das is on it, meaning you plan on using it regularly, so much so that it'll be part of your house. V'yesh kolkin b'zeh. The Mechaber said, im hukaf l'dira, if we're talking about an area that is based on Sayim, so there that's 50 by 100 amma, the halachi is that it has to be, even though it has four walls, and it should have been a rishus hayachid daraisa, without question, if the walls were not made for the sake of living in that area, but they were only there to guard the place, the halachi is that you cannot carry there. Where it says, im hukaf ledira, afilu yeshbo kama mil mutul letal lebakula. What is called hukaf ledira? So we find that the Gemara tells us that that a dir shel behema, the barn, is called hukaf ledira. The Bir Halacha explains that there are different reasons for that. It could be because the person goes there all the time. And someone who's got animals is constantly going there. So it's like he's there as much as in the house. It's considered an extension of the home. The Mishnah Berurah brings Rabbeinu Yonason, who says that there's actually a shepherd who lives there. He's got a little hut there where he lives. At the end, the Mishnah Berurah brings, there was someone that the Noda Yehuda brought that said this, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't see anything wrong with it. He says, where do we see in Chazal that Dira is miyuchid for Adam when it comes to the din of Karfif? He speculates that it could be that a place that's made for animals to dwell is also considered hukaf l'dira. And that's why a dir shel behema will have a din of hukaf l'dira. Now, the Ramah told us, ayin l'kaman, we saw, din stam ayaris mekavos l'dira, when they make a wall around the city. So it really depends. If first they built the wall, and they built the wall before anyone lived there for the sake of guarding the place, which they'll often do in a construction site, and then later people moved in, the halach is that that's not called hukaf l'dira, it was made the shmira. We saw that the booth of the watchman is not considered hukaf l'dira because he doesn't live there. He's there for the sake of guarding what's on the outside of it. That's called, that it's also la'avir. It's not made to dwell in, it's made to be there for the outside. Whereas a city where or a large area where they first built the homes and then they put a fence around it, that's called hukaf l'dira. The question is, what is the stoma? So the Mechaber is saying that the Ramah is saying that it could be that stam walls around a fence around an area that's made to live in, that mistoma, if no one remembers when it was built, you can be tola that it was built after there were apartments there already, houses there already. Mishnah Berurah says that lamaisa depends on the day and age, and it depends what the norms are. The next thing is stam karfifis. The next opinion holds that a karfif is usually made for storage. In fact, the literal translation of a karfif is a place that people would have outside of town that they would store wood in and come to every once in a long time, take a bunch of wood and then put it in their own cellars and take the wood from there. So this is a storage place, not that you take from daily, but a storage place that you fill your own storage up with. If you have a karfif near your house, so there are those who say, says the Ramah, that that's considered hukaf l'dira. Why is that? Because you know it's going to be near your house. Aviyesh cholkin b'zeh, and there are those who argue. Now, according to this, the halachi is, even if it's outside the city, but if it's near the city, that's good enough. If you know that the house was built after this fence, then it certainly will not help. But if you know that the house was built first, then the fence of the storage area would work. Not only that, but till now we understood that you have to open the house into this enclosed area, so you're using the mechitzas for dwelling. Some say that in this case you wouldn't have to bother. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, lahalacha, like the Yesh Cholkin, who say that lemaisa, it's got to be a karfif that is literally next to a house and the house is open to it in order for us to say that it's hukaf l'dira. Whereas if it's simply a storage place out of town, or even a storage place in town but not right next to your dira is open to it, then that's not going to help. That's not called Hukav Ladira. And if it's larger than a Sasayim, you could not carry Arba Amis in an Shabbos.